Everybody can suck it. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They love fully and completely Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Don't call. Well, we know Steel Breezes from Sacramento.
I shouldn't have played that.
Oh, I like it, though.
Well, we played that about a month ago.
That's a month ago.
Shouldn't have done that.
That's outside of our hot rotation.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's just that people will keep calling.
No one gets out of here alive. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get back to Buzz.
I did you a favor. You do me a favor. Honey, I've got to have some marijuana.
You, me, bar, beers, Buzz.
Buzz. Hi, Buzz. Hi, Curly.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
What's happening?
Hey, in San Diego County alone, the number of people who lost their homes to the bank rose 24% in the last 6 months.
Joe.
And really, that's up 551% from this time last year. Experts say there are lots of places around the country where the numbers are even worse. They say it's payback for the crazy price hikes of a couple of years ago. They say it probably won't hurt the economy, but according to a lending company that's losing a bundle on this, we're talking about people with the best credit not making their house payments.
I was talking to a guy about a house payment.
What's going on?
Hey. Hi, I'm Greg House.
Why, George, you're worth more dead than alive.
Hello, you old Billy alone.
Why, they'd run you out of town on a rail.
Hey, Donna Reed.
Hey, what a great piece of ass in her day.
Look at my faggy football sweater.
Hey, Uncle Billy.
Yeehaw.
You stupid F. You forgot the deposit.
F-stick.
F-stick.
I always liked the town better.
Without George?
In the dream.
Uh-huh.
I always like...
You like it better without it.
I always like It Is a Wonderful Life.
You'd like Martini's Bar to be that rowdy?
Yeah. Yeah.
You like Pottersville, not Bedford Falls.
Right.
Just like Pottersville.
Just like in the second Back to the Future, I like it when Biff ran the town and it was like just a big horse.
Yeah.
It was Horse City.
Uh-huh.
Great. You like when they were beating up Violet Bick?
In the middle of the street.
Yeah, for yes. No apparent reason.
Because she's a hooah.
Yeah, she's out there hooking.
Right. Hooah.
Beat the tar out of Violet Bick.
And you know what I like the best about Pottersville as opposed to Bedford Falls?
What?
His mother.
Oh, yeah.
Who ran the rooming house. Remember that transition? That's like one of the greatest transitions.
That's right.
Who are you?
Evil. Get out.
Turns into a witch.
She says to him, he says, how do you know me? He says, I know everyone you know. I know your Uncle Billy. And she says, it's a lie. He went idiot.
He went idiot.
Goes in the bar.
Bartend, don't you know me?
F you.
Yeah, and it's not Martini running the bar, right? It's the bouncer.
Sheldon
it's
Lutton.
The other guy. But he's
Sheldon.
Yes.
God.
Yeah.
We're in his wheelhouse with
that. Rob lives It's a Wonderful Life. Except Rob's life is anything but wonderful.
Exactly. That's fantasy.
That's why he lives the movie. Home sales last month hit their lowest level in 5 years. Now, everybody has to be careful about what they say these days, even Black Entertainment Television, BET.
You Rob,
oh, no.
Speedwack, I hate you. I hate your big, fat, ball head ass.
BET has changed the title of a show that debuts tonight. It was to be called Hot Ghetto Mess. Now it's called We Got to Do Better.
Who he?
There were objections from viewers about the use of the word ghetto in this context. So far, right. No one has complained about the grammar in the new title. The show features black people doing odd things. So there's also this concern that the show will hold blacks up to ridicule. BET's president has said the show is, and I quote him, a hard look at some dysfunctional elements of our community. After all these concerns, the content hasn't changed, but the title has. We Got to Do Better tonight on BET. Check your local listings.
That settles it. Not gonna watch.
You're not gonna watch BET tonight?
No, I'm not gonna watch it.
Okay.
I think they should be able to use whatever title they want.
That's right.
Last time I checked, this is America.
Shut up, you.
Rob's America.
I'm just stopping myself from saying a million different things.
Rob's
right
Spiewak's America.
Probably for the best. Those boys in Oregon who are facing a life as registered sex offenders are still on the hot seat.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
If you remember,
too. Hey, you know something?
What?
Oh, no, what? I had a dream last night.
These are the guys. Two 13-year-olds were facing and are facing still 10 years in juvie and life as RSOs, or registered sex offenders, for playfully slapping girls' butts at school. The prosecutor felt this would be emotionally scarring for the girls for life and that the boys had to be made examples. But after media coverage across the country, the DA is now defending his decision, quoting him, "From our perspective, from our perspective, this was not just horseplay. People may disagree, and I understand that. As for spending their lives branded as pervs, the DA says the boys can, quote, petition the court relatively quickly for relief from that."
Oh, wow.
So many initials now. Mm-hmm. DA, RSO, ROF, TL, LOL, PDQ,
BTW,
BJ,
DQ.
Dairy Queen? Mm-hmm. I thought you were saying something dirty.
No, I'm just thinking about food.
Sounds dirty.
Near the end of the show, Dom. Thinking about food.
How you doing, Charlie? Doing okay.
Good.
They rejected, BET rejected.
Yes.
My show.
What was it, Charlie?
Hot Jell-O mess. You put Jell-O in a microwave, and it gets all messy. I'm an ass.
Charlie's World.
Charlie's World, Buzz.
The producers of a new documentary.
Buzz has straight pubic hair.
That's, yeah, that's a, really kind of a joke.
Oh, okay. Charlie likes a good joke. I like a good joke.
You like magic, Charlie?
I love magic,
Buzz. I have a story about a magician here.
Whee!
Kim Jong-il's favorite magician.
He's Korean.
Yes, he is.
Uh-huh.
But his favorite magician has been seriously injured.
A most honorable magician.
It happened during the metal swords through the box trick. Princess Tenko, as she's called, didn't get out, but she got broken ribs and a broken cheekbone during the trick. She will not be able to perform for at least a month.
Princess Tenko?
Tenko.
Princess, oh. Princess Stinko.
Tenko.
Stinko.
Princess Tenko.
Princess Stinko.
That'll be in our house of magic.
Say it that
There's
way.
Only one requirement. You got to be a fat girl.
Hey, Princess Stinko.
Hey, bring down Princess Stinko.
Kim Jong-il liked her so much, he gave her a rare breed of dog as a gift for her performance. But right. In a George Bush kind of moment.
I give you this dog.
Kim Jong-il thought Princess Tenko was an American. He congratulated on her success despite being a Japanese living in America.
Princess Stinko!
A little confused.
wasn't a joke.
No?
Well, I don't know.
You know what is a joke?
What is?
His straight pubic hair. Now I get it. It's really not straight at all. I don't believe so. It's not there.
Charlie.
He showed me.
That's bad.
He doesn't have any.
You weren't supposed to mention that, Charlie.
Yep.
But sex news, and lots of it, when we return.
Wee. Buzz shaves down there, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
Have you ever shaved him?
Uh-huh.
Many times. Has Buzz ever said this to you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
No, never has any trouble. Dinner is served, he says.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Thick as thieves you are.
That's enough, Charlie.
Shawshank Redemption. Am I talking a regular Charlie now or smart Charlie? I was just quoting a line from the Shawshank Redemption when the warden discovers that Andy Dufresne has escaped behind the hole in Raquel Welch's picture.
Wow.
Do you find it funny that we were joking about the fact that Buzz shaves his genitals? There's nothing funny about anybody's nether regions,
Don.
Thank you,
Charlie.
So, well, look, I agree, Buzz. Capital Newscast.
Thank you, sir.
Amen, brother.
And to you.
Proceed, please. Oh, we got a break here, Dan. Oh, okay. Well, then may I please say pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.